The Gemara says in Daf Yudam Beis that Ein Naitin Ve Mavrichim Ve Markivin Erev Shvius Pachas Imlam and Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Ve Nata Ve Hivach Ve Hekev Yaakar. You're not allowed to plant something within 30 days of Shemitah, within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And if you did do that, you have to be Iker, you have to uproot it. And Rishonim explained, because if you plant within 30 days of Shemitah, then the Klita, it's going to be Niklat, and the Karka on Shemitah. So being that the Klita will happen during Shemitah, therefore you're not allowed to do it, and if you did it, you have to uproot it. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Sadiches asks Shtarka Kasha, he says, who cares if the Klita happens during Shemitah? L'maisa of the Zriya, which is the Malacha, was done before Shemitah, so it should be Mutter. There shouldn't be any problem with doing that. Just like on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do Zriya before Shabbos, even though the Klita will happen on Shabbos, because the Malacha is the Pula of Zriya, and being that I did that at a time which is Mutter, during a time when it's not Shabbos, we don't care if the Klita happened on Shabbos. So L'chai Shemitah should be the same thing. As long as I did the Zriya before Shemitah, why should we be concerned if the Klita happened during Shemitah? Why is it different than Shabbos? And based upon this kasha, the Minchas Chinuch wants to be mechadish, he valid a chiddush, he said he's take a chiddush in understanding the Isser of Shvius. He says Shvius is different than the Isser of Shabbos. By Shabbos, there's basically an Isser on the Gavra. You can't do Melacha on Shabbos. So if I didn't do the Melacha on Shabbos, I did it before Shabbos, even though it ended up happening on Shabbos, that's not a problem. As long as I was Shavis on Shabbos, everything is fine. But by Shemitah, besides the Isser on the Gavra to not do a malach in the karka, there's another din, which is the mitzvah saseh of a shav sahar. It's the karka has to be shavis, the land has to be shavis. You can't create a matzah where the land itself is not being shavis. So it's a din in the cheftz of the karka has to rest. So if, just because I did the zriya before Shemitah, that's not a reason to be matzah, because I'm causing the klita to happen during Shnas HaShemitah. I'm causing the karka not to be shavis, and therefore that's aser, even though the maisa hazriya happened before. So that's a big din in the achrayinim. Is there a din during Shemitah that the karka has to be shavis besides for the isra and the gavra? And the Minchas Chinuch holds that there's a raya from this gemara, shtarka raya, that it is aser. There is a problem, because otherwise why would it be aser to do the zriya before Shemitah if the even though the klita happened during Shemitah, the maisa and the malacha happened before? So Minchas Chinuch is proving that there's a din that the karka has to be shavis, and if you cause the karka not to be shavis during Shemitah, that also goes into the isra of Shemitah.